This is CBS Eye on the World. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Your donations and subscriptions are most generous. This is the 12th anniversary of Behind the Black. It is now routine for us to go to Mars, where we're headed right now with Perseverance, the most recent rover landed by NASA. And Perseverance has discovered string on Mars. At first, Bob, I wanted to deny I was looking at string, but you tell me it's okay. What string?
Yes, Perseverance. I have two actual pictures of Perseverance and Behind the Black. One is interesting because it just gives us some perspective, because Perseverance has recently gained a little height. It started to climb off the floor of the crater, and it took a picture looking back, and it's looking down. So we're beginning to climb up in Jezero Crater, which means the views will continue to get better. And that's kind of fun, because I look at this as a tourist. I can't help it. But the second one, as you mentioned, John, is really more intriguing. And NASA scientists, the Perseverance science team, have already said they're pretty sure what this is a string. It looks like a bunch of spaghetti. I have the picture on Behind the Black. And it's probably only a few inches across. The science team says they think it's a string that could have come from either the rover or the descent stage of the spacecraft during its landing. It could have been from the rocket-powered jetpack used to lower the rover. In other words, it's an artifact from the rover's landing. What's really cool about this picture was taken on July 12th. 4 days later, the rover was in a position to take a picture at the same spot. And the string was gone. It wasn't there anymore. It had been blown away by the wind, which meant it also was blown there by the wind on Mars. Mars wind is very weak. Even when it blows fast, it's very hard for it to move things. But it was very able to move this. And so they're going to probably release a more detailed description of what they think this was in a few more days. But the picture came out, and I decided, let me post it. And they made this initial comment. Aliens are on Mars, and they are from the Earth, John. They're bringing their stuff there.
Right. String, I thought of Scrooge McDuck. Let's go to that picture, Bob, that you post here. Gains a little height. What are we? We're looking at the atmosphere that's cluttered with dust. Is that what I see in the distance?
That's absolutely what you see. This picture is right now. Mars is in its winter season, and the early winter season is a dust season. It's very dusty in the atmosphere. This is why Ingenuity is hibernating right now. It's why China's Zhurong rover is hibernating right now. And so you look, and the distant rim of the crater looks very faint because of the dust that's there.
And the sandy portion, where we're looking back from where we came, is that the vision?
Yes. On the website, I've got an overview map which has yellow lines indicating the direction of look. It's essentially looking back to where Curiosity had been. In fact, in the picture I've got here, Ingenuity is almost certainly there, but you can't see it. Ingenuity is not in sight because this is a low resolution navigation image, camera image, and so we're looking back where Perseverance has been. We're looking across the crater, we're getting a wide view, John, not the close-up.
Now, there is a phenomenon here, Bob, because when I look at this photograph, I understand it's not sharp resolution. It does look like we're looking at sand dunes and the sweep of wind that makes those ripples. Am I projecting on this as if I'm looking at Earth, or does that resemble something to you that we see on Earth?
Yes, the ripples and the sand dunes that you see in this are comparable to those that's seen on Earth, even though the atmosphere is thin, very, very thin, like less than 0.5% of Earth's. And the gravity is much less. Overall, when it comes to the dust and the atmosphere, the dunes we see are comparable to the kind we see on Earth, with, of course, variations thereof. So, yes, you're getting a sense of that. But, of course, the darkness, the dust in the atmosphere, the lack of life on the surface all tell us that this is not Earth. It's an alien planet.
All right. Now we go to the terraces of Mars. What am I looking at, Bob?
There's another cool image I've gotten Behind the Black. It's a cool image. There's these dipping terraces going downhill towards the cliff face. And that's the opposite direction than what you'd normally expect. You'd normally expect the the dipping, the downward trend of the terrace is to move away from a mound, and this is the opposite. And I can't explain it. I'd say the only thing I can think of is prevailing winds, but I think that's ridiculous. So that's my only theory, and I think it's ridiculous. Either way, it's a cool image and tells you once again that Mars is alien. It's got features that don't immediately make sense, John.
The James Webb Space Telescope, successfully launched, successfully in position at L2, sending images back, and Bob now takes us to another image that's recently come from Johns Hopkins from the Operations Center, the earliest galaxy so far. How early, Bob?
They think this galaxy was formed only 330 million years after the Big Bang. The imagery here is not very important. I've got the picture up. It's an infrared picture, and all you see is a red dot. That's the galaxy. They think it's at a redshift of 13, which is the highest redshift for a galaxy ever measured, and that means that's why they think it was only 300-some-odd years after the Big Bang. The problem the theorists are going to have here is that this observation is of a galaxy that should not exist that soon after the Big Bang. They did not expect galaxies to be able to form this quickly. And yet there it is, only 330 million years after the Big Bang, and you've got a galaxy. What that does is that suggests either one of two things. Either their theories about how the Big Bang evolved are wrong, or maybe the Big Bang itself didn't happen. Webb is going to really put some pressure on the theorists here, and this is the first sign of that, John, only weeks after launch.
Didn't we do a story recently, Bob, where the doubts about the Big Bang were elbowed aside by scientific editors?
Yes, I have a blacklist story on my website about how, yes, the cosmological community is very willing to blacklist and censor anyone who questions the Big Bang theory. They're going to have trouble, though, because the observation is you can't blacklist them. And they're going to come up with data, And if the data says the Big Bang theory doesn't make sense, that blacklisting is going to have to go away. They're going to have to start accepting the fact that maybe their theories don't work. But their theories might work. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, the Big Bang Plus. Okay. Now we go from the James Webb telescope to another telescope at NASA intends to build, and the story here is positive. SpaceX gets the contract. But what is the Roman Space Telescope, Bob?
Roman Space Telescope was proposed in the decadal survey that was released in 2011. It was supposed to be built in the previous decade. It's like Webb. It's way behind schedule. They're hoping to launch in 26. They've given SpaceX the contract to use the Falcon Heavy to launch it. This is just indicative, once again, of SpaceX's quality work. But I think that Roman is not going to launch in 26, and it'll be more over budget and even later than that when it finally goes, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. It's Happy Birthday Behind the Black. Your donations are most appreciated. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.